welcome back to I Just Had a Terrible Thought, the only show on the internet.
The only show.
My name is Kyle.
And I'm Orion.
And together we are casting our pods.
Yes.
Orion.
Yes.
Guess what?
What?
I am super excited today.
Oh,
or I
you're
was.
In a good mood?
Well, I was, but now I'm kind of sleepy. But yeah. I still am pretty excited.
Yeah.
Because people who have been listening long enough know that, and if you just listened to the last episode, because I talked about it, I bought this thing called an M Audio Firewire Solo a while back.
Yes.
And the idea was it's a Firewire audio interface. It plugs into the computer via Firewire, and then we plug all of our audio equipment into it. And that's how we get the audio into the computer. Now, you might be thinking, well, what the fuck? If you already were getting the audio into the computer, then why would you need that thing? Well, because the audio was going into the computer via the onboard jacks, which are full of all kinds of horrible, horrible, shitty buzz and noise.
Yes.
And plugging it in through this Firewire thing gets rid of all that noise because it's a professional audio interface. Well, I bought it. I used it for a day. Not for a podcast, and it worked beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
The next day, podcast night, it did not work, and I could not get it to work at all.
I remember, yeah.
I tried, and
so
I tried, and I tried, and I tried, and I wanted to murder people by the time I was done trying. I looked in all the forums. I looked for new drivers. I tried uninstalling and reinstalling drivers. I tried everything I could think of, and nothing could make it work. So for the longest time, it's just been sitting in the corner of the room, doing nothing. Well, last night I decided, fuck it, I'll try it again.
Yeah.
Whatever. So I did some more digging online looking for solutions to my problem, and I didn't find anybody who said they had the same problem that I did. A lot of people were saying that like they would get weird crackling noises, or the thing would work for a little while, but then it would stop. But then if they like unplugged it and plugged it back in, it would start again, but then it would stop again after a while. So nobody had exactly the problem I had. Mine just did not work. But I did find one person saying they were having problems with it, and this is how they solved it. And it didn't really make a ton of sense. What they said to do was to install the drivers for Windows Vista, because I'm running it on Windows 7.
Yeah, because that makes sense.
Yeah, install the drivers for Windows Vista, run the program in compatibility mode for your own software, like run it in compatibility mode for Windows 7, shut the computer off, wait a few minutes. Hold down the power, unplug the power cable, hold down the power button to discharge all of the built up electricity.
Yeah.
And then plug it all back in and start the computer back up. Oh, and you were, you were reinstalling the driver. So you were supposed to reinstall everything.
Mm-hmm.
I did that and it started working again.
Who knew? There's no fucking way.
I know.
How do you figure that out? God,
I don't know.
It must be awesome to be a computer.
I don't know how or why that worked, but I do know that the official answer, whenever you say you're having a problem with this thing running in Windows 7, the official answer from the M Audio forums is always, you probably don't have your Firewire port's probably not a Texas Instruments chipset. And, there have been a lot of problems with them when they when you hook them up into a non-Texas Instruments chipset, which is total BS. That's like if you bought like any kind of USB plug and play device and it didn't work and you asked why and they were like, you've got the wrong manufacturer of your USB port, even though every other thing you plug into it works just fine.
Yeah,
that's obviously not the answer, but that's usually what they say is the answer. The truth is they just don't work at all on new drivers ever. There's this horrible fucking hum. I don't know if you can hear it. Probably not. You probably can't even tell, listeners, but there's this horrible fucking hum. I think it's gone again.
It went away.
It keeps coming and going, and I don't know what it is. I thought at first maybe it was my computer fan, but it's definitely not my computer fan. It's coming from somewhere outside the room, and every once in a while it comes back, and I start hearing it in my headphones, and it drives me nuts.
Yeah,
so even this is part of the reason I'm not as excited as I was maybe an hour or two ago, because there's always something.
There's always
something. I get rid of the buzz that's been driving me nuts for years. I get rid of it completely. And now there's this whine that I have no control over whatsoever. So that will probably be making another appearance
soon
later. Somebody's in the episode
vacuuming. What?
I don't know what the fuck it is. Aliens, who knows?
And it's not outside, right?
It's outside this room.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's outside or I opened the window earlier to check and it didn't seem to get any louder. It seems like it's coming from somewhere in the building.
Is it the end of the world? I mean, it's 2012.
It's the end of the building.
It's the end
of the building. Yeah. 2012.
Yep. The Mayans predicted both the end of the world and the end of the building.
Yeah.
Separate calendars. But yeah, so I got the M Audio thing working.
Yes!
Super exciting for me. Probably not nearly as exciting for you guys because I used to do this post processing crap to try to get rid of the buzz, and it usually worked okay. But this is super exciting for me because now it means I don't have to do almost any post processing stuff. I don't have to like go in and try to do noise reduction and all this garbage.
All that bullshit.
And if we ever start doing live shows again, I'll feel much, much better about it because when we were trying to do live shows, there was a buzz in the signal. You may or may not have noticed it, especially if you were listening through speakers, but it was definitely there. And that's so ridiculously unprofessional to be putting out this buzzy signal live.
Especially if you're listening in headphones, you definitely hear it. Ugh.
I did a little test live stream last night. I went for about an hour.
Yeah.
A few people showed up to check it out. Inverted Blade was there.
Oh,
Dick Blade Battle's little sister. Neon Ninja.
Mm.
Yes.
Actually,
yes,
Neo Ninja, but I prefer Neon Ninja.
Yeah.
His real name is Tyler. He gave me a Skype call. So we talked and we talked and talked and talked like a couple of old hens. And then Eris Cousins, Dick Blade Battle, showed up for a little bit.
It's
pretty good. So we had a Black, we had a Tyler, we had a fake girl, because Inverted Blade isn't really a girl. I just like to think of that. We talked about your baby.
Oh, Jesus.
A lot of shit talking about your baby.
Yeah.
I forget what else we talked about, but it was fun.
That was it,
It was good times.
Babies
it went for about
worst.
An hour. And then eventually, it was kind of funny, to me at least, because eventually Tyler, Neon Ninja, was like, yeah, I gotta go. Like, I didn't end the thing. He was like, yeah, I got things to do, places to be. And then I ended it.
Ah.
But it was fun. It was good times.
It sounded good.
I was excited.
Yay!
Yeah. So, there's that.
Right,
speaking of that, now that we have that out of the way and everybody's already tuned out, I got an email from our buddy John Paul from Whiskey Thursday the other day giving me gear tips. Because on the last episode, I was talking about what kind of audio hardware I would like to get in the future. And he sent me an email full of gear tips.
Isn't our audio quality superior to theirs?
Actually, no, I don't think it is. But it doesn't matter either way, because his gear tips weren't necessarily about here's how to get better audio. Yeah. He said things like, I was talking about buying like two more compressors, so I'd have three of the damn things, each one with two channels. And he was like, instead of getting several two-channel compressors, get one four-channel. And this is what I use. And then he sent me a link.
Oh.
I don't know why it never occurred to me to search for four-channel compressors.
Durr.
But I just never happened to cross one.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Everything I know about audio hardware, I learned from just surfing the web.
Yeah.
And that might be true of him too. And he maybe just learned it better than me. But yeah, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. And every once in a while, somebody comes to me for advice on this stuff. And I'm like, you're asking the wrong fucking guy.
Yeah.
I have no fucking clue what's going on. But yeah, so, and he showed me where I could find those scissor mic arms, like radio boom arms for as low as $60, where previously I had only ever found them for $100 at the lowest. Now, I don't know. The $60 ones might be absolute shit, but I didn't even know they existed.
See, that kind of shit pisses me off. Anytime I look for something for cheap, like on Google, you get all the sponsored shit for pages and pages and pages.
Yeah.
And you can't find anything good. And then yet you like, say, find some guy asking on Yahoo Answers and some guy will be like, oh, yeah, check this site out. And it wasn't even on like the first 20 pages of your search results. But this guy knows about it. And of course, it's cheaper. Who knew?
Yeah.
Like, why the fuck can't I just get some good search results? Google, you fucks and your sponsors suck my
it's
dick.
Weird. I searched and searched and searched for these mic stands, and I know I searched Amazon, I searched eBay, I searched like Google shopping results, I searched anywhere I could, I searched, and I never found anything lower than $100. And the link he sent me is Amazon.
Fuck.
And I doubt it's new since the last time I was looking.
Yeah, that's fucking ridiculous.
So I don't know what I was doing wrong, but I never found him.
$60.
And he sent me a link to the headphone amp he uses, which, you know, I actually already knew about that, but still, it's nice.
Yeah.
And he recommended we get a power conditioner, and I've heard of these before. It's kind of like a power strip, but for you can rack mount it, and it's for your audio gear. I don't know what the actual purpose of it is, other than having a place to plug everything in. I think it does serve some kind of
serve a purpose.
Purpose. There's a reason you would want it, other than just having a central place to plug everything in. But I don't know what that purpose actually is. It's just a surge protector thingy or something. But that's cool.
Yeah.
And then he said, you know, search eBay and Craigslist for shit. And, you know, I already knew about those. I kind of doubt there's a ton of audio equipment shit going around on the Grand Rapids Craigslist, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, you never know. Shit.
But I appreciate that.
That's awesome.
I really truly do, because I really don't know what the hell I'm doing. And this is the first time anybody has ever, like, anytime I've asked before, not that I've asked a ton, but, you know, nobody says anything because the people listening to this, they don't know.
Yeah.
Gavin, I think, does. Well, Gavin, I know, does a podcast. He's the only one I know of listening other than John Paul and now Sean Ryan. But back in the day, he was the only one I knew of that was listening, that was doing a podcast. And I don't know how he does it for sure, but I would not be surprised if he does it with a headset mic. I know he does it over Skype.
Yeah.
So
can't really turn to him.
Right. And so I've never had anybody to chat with about audio hardware. We can geek out about audio hardware. We can become audiophiles and jerk each other off via email.
We're making the big time, Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, John Paul also sent us some promos he made up.
Yes.
For our show.
I couldn't believe it.
I know.
It was like Christmas.
So I'm going to play those now. Starting with number one, he sent us three promos. He said he made these for a project he's working on where he makes all the promos he plays during break. And these are pretty good. They need to make artificially intelligent tacos so that they can alter their own density so that it's really strong when I'm not trying to eat it, but then it selectively in certain regions, like it sort of deteriorates or something, it becomes less strong.
Yeah.
And then, because it senses a bite is about to happen. And then I can bite through that part, and then I ingest all these nanobots or whatever it is. And then they take over my body. They decide that they don't need me to be autonomous anymore. They take over all my systems and start multiplying and causing my cells to multiply. They take over my motor functions, and eventually I spread out like a big goo, and I'm just trapped inside my own mind, and I'm taking over the world.
Oh, Jesus Christ. This is why soft shell tacos are better.
I just had a terrible thought with Kyle and Orion. It's the only show on the internet. Find it online at ijusthadaterriblethought.com or streaming on KNO Radio.
That, I think,
fantastic.
I should have played that one last, probably, because I think that's my favorite. I don't know if it was intentional on your part or not, but the comedic timing on your "this is why soft shell tacos are better" is perfect. God, you heard me cracking up at the time.
You were just taking it to a level that I didn't understand.
I know.
I'm like, no, Kyle, no.
This is why soft shell tacos are better. Perfect. And I forgot we'd even had that conversation.
I know. Fuck.
One of the things I learned listening to these promos is that we're actually pretty funny guys.
Oh, Jesus,
I thought we were. I thought we were okay, but I didn't realize we were such funny gentlemen.
You know what's fucking awesome? He compiled these together using like some kind of music that isn't, you know, like Nickelback or whatever, copyright.
Right.
Which I can just picture somebody doing like, "Oh, I made you a promo. Check it out. I just had a terrible thought.
Yeah.
Welcome to hell."
I don't know where the music
play that.
I don't know where the music he's using came from.
It sounds
like royalty free.
Yeah.
Something or other.
Which is awesome.
I don't know where it came from. I try for the most part when I create promos and stuff, which I haven't done in forever. Mm-hmm. I try usually to use music that I've made,
yeah,
which narrows the selection down quite a bit.
I'll settle with this.
Although we did, when we did the promos with Dave, we used stuff I found on YouTube.
Yeah.
Like the meat promo I occasionally play mm-hmm. is like a Mario Paint version of the Oscar Mayer Wiener song playing in the background.
Yeah.
And the old promo we used to play before the last end of the world didn't happen, about that end of the world coming up, that had some weird like African gospel song that I found on YouTube that ended with hallelujah.
They have some weird shit. If yeah. you ever make a video on YouTube and you, oh, I forget how you do it, but you get into this library of royalty-free music and there's tons of it and a lot of it's ridiculous. Like, where did they find this?
Well, that wasn't royalty free. I flat out stole
Oh,
that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's not the first time. Like, we did a Weasel in the Douche segment at the yeah. beginning of a show one time, and I straight up used a clip from a Nickelback song.
Oh, God, yeah. That's right.
Yeah, we've played tons of shit on here we shouldn't be playing.
Oh, that's not good.
All the podcasts
They're cracking
do
down.
It. No, they're not. All the podcasts do it. The Red Bar Radio, like my favorite podcast ever, yeah. constantly playing Weezer songs.
How do they get away?
Nonstop. They get away with it the same way everybody gets away with it. Nobody gives a shit about what you're doing on your podcast.
Like, if a government official heard that, they'd be like, fuck it. Who listens to podcasts?
I occasionally listen to the Joe Rogan Experience, which yeah. which is Joe Rogan's podcast.
Fucking Joe Rogan. Yeah.
And, I guess they are rebroadcast sometimes on satellite radio.
Yeah.
And so they used to all the time play whatever the fuck they wanted. And now it seems like at least once an episode, they go, can we play that? Can we play this? Should yeah. we do it? And then Joe tries to get the producer guy to play it and then he won't play it. Just because they're on satellite radio. If they were just a podcast, they wouldn't give a fuck. There's no difference in legality.
Yeah.
Nobody cares about podcasts. So I'm not going to care either. If the rest of you are doing it, then I'm going down with you.
All right.
Next promo.
Yeah.
I think if I had a prehensile dick, like what if we all did? And yeah. like, so a standard greeting was just to shake dicks, like to intertwine your dicks and just shake them.
Yeah.
Because you could have your hands free. People like to talk with their hands. That way we could be having a conversation and we could be gesturing, but we're shaking dicks.
But the
down
sound
there.
Effects, you couldn't like, hold on, you know,
sound effects.
Slow down with that dick. I can't hear what you're saying to me. What happened with your wife? You know,
I almost feel like I need to see your dick now. What is wrong with that dick?
If they were like the whale dick, you know?
The whale dick wasn't making those sounds.
But if those were like our dicks, they'd come out wet, you know? And
why would they come out wet?
I don't know.
Mine isn't wet right now. Is your dick wet right now?
It is. I don't know why.
My dick is not wet.
Oh, man.
I just had a terrible thought with Kylan O'Ryan. It's the only show on the internet. Find it online at ijusthadaterriblethought.com or streaming on KNO Radio.
That one, I think, is funny, but I think it's the least funny of the three.
Yeah.
Talking about dicks.
Yeah, that's fucking dumb.
Everybody talks about dicks, but I did think it was really funny that you think that dicks would make sounds. Would
well,
make
if you're
like
shaking them.
Crazy. Yeah, but they would make like sounds like they're covered in ectoplasm. Ghost dicks. Third promo.
Third promo.
And final promo.
They're scientists, right? I don't know why. And they put a horse in a volcano. And when it enters lava, it starts going ow, ow. And they're like, whoa, 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 wait. This is like a new discovery.
Groundbreaking.
So they start putting
more horses in the lava. Yeah. And asking them questions. We have to see the lengths to which their understanding of human language goes.
Yeah.
Throw another one in the lava. And grab the questionnaire.
Oh, God.
What is your name? Ow, ow, Seabiscuit, ow. And we only get one question with each horse. We're going to be here all day. There are 30 questions on this thing.
I just had a terrible thought with Kylan O'Ryan. It's the only show on the internet. Find it online at ijusthadaterriblethought.com or streaming on KNO Radio.
That, I think, even though I like the first promo better,
mm-hmm.
I think the main reason I like the first promo better is because I had totally forgotten that conversation even happened.
Yeah.
But this one, I think, was one of our stronger moments.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if anybody listens to that and has any idea what the fuck we're talking about.
I don't think it matters. Well, I mean,
it wouldn't matter, I guess.
I don't, like, we're talking about throwing horses into volcanoes to learn.
So why would it matter?
Yeah. What their language skills are like. I think that's pretty clear.
Oh, God.
I think it's fantastic.
That show,
I think these promos are fantastic.
I nearly passed out after that horse talk. Fuck. I remember we had to end it, and I sounded like, oh, Kyle, we have to take a break. But I wasn't kidding. I couldn't breathe. Oh, my God. Good times.
Horse talk is always good times.
Oh, yeah.
So, the gear tips email and the promos email. Really love the promos. Thank you, John Paul.
Thank
you're the
you.
Best man.
Mm-hmm.
He is going to be creaming in his pants because we're talking about him. I listened to that Whiskey Thursday show live last night.
Yeah.
Because they do them on Thursdays. And last night was Thursday. And they did a little bit where they talked about our show. They played a clip from our show where I was talking about how I want to be lovers with Anthony LaBerge, the co-host on there, the big lesbian co-host. And then John Paul started talking about how he loves it when other podcasts talk about him. Which is fair. I understand that. I agree. I feel the same way. I was creaming all over the place when you were talking about me. I considered playing the clip of you talking about our show and playing a clip of our show.
Jesus Christ.
So it's like a Russian nesting doll of circular masturbation clips.
No.
But I'm not going to do that. I'm losing my train of thought. Anthony LaBerge.
Yeah.
I said last episode that I think we should be lovers.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony LaBerge is the co-host on Whiskey Thursday, which is another podcast. If you haven't gathered that by now, you are dumb.
Yeah. And I asked you why, and you said
no reason. Yeah. I was pretty much just trying to fill time at that point. Cause yeah. I had run out of things to talk about.
Okay.
You'll notice we went right to break after that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, on last night's Whiskey Thursday, he revealed that he watches The Vampire Diaries.
Mm.
Now, if you've been listening long enough, you would know that I also watch The Vampire Diaries.
God.
Which is a quality that I think is hard to find in a man.
Yeah.
I've been watching these vampire. I've seen every episode of The Vampire Diaries. In fact, I thought there was supposed to be a new one last night because The Vampire Diaries is on Thursdays,
mm-hmm.
but there wasn't one. And I was very upset. And I could have used a big pair of lesbian arms to cuddle me and console me. And now that I know that that pair exists, I am just that much more dedicated to this relationship.
What is the hook, you guys, that show has on you?
Sexy vampires.
Is it the story? No.
Sexy vampires, sexy teens, being sexy.
Is it just the sexiness?
Drama and brooding. Werewolves. Actually, werewolves I could take or leave or whatever. You get rid of the werewolves, I'd be fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
Witches. You could get rid of the witches, I'd be fine with that too. It's mainly the vampires and the sexy teens.
Mm-hmm.
It is a little weird though because... this is true in most vampire teen stories,
yeah.
all of them that are out there, but the vampires are like hundreds of years old and the teens are teens. So even if the vampires are stuck in a teen body, it's still sort of weird, sort of creepy.
Yeah.
You know, even if they weren't vampires, it's just sort of creepy, the age difference. But there's also, there's Stefan, mm-hmm. there's the Salvatore brothers. They're both vampires
mm-hmm.
and they move into town. Where's the name of the town? It's something Great Falls, something Falls. And they move into town and they meet this girl named Elena, who they're like totally in love with. Well, first Stefan meets her and then Damon, his brother, comes later, but I'll get to that. So Stefan meets this girl. He's kind of stalking her and he starts going to her high school. So I guess he can pass for high school age, even though there's no way he could pass for high school age in real life.
Mm-hmm.
So they start dating and stuff. Eventually she finds out he's a vampire. Oh my gosh. And they're still dating. Then eventually Damon shows up, who's his bad boy brother.
The bad boy.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm no girl and I'm no gay man, but if I was going to bone one of the Salvatore brothers, it would be Damon. Stefan looks kind of like a freak. Like he's got this weird fist face, kind of Frankenstein-y looking. He's real goofy.
He's the pretty boy. Yeah.
No, he's not. No, he's not. He's goofy looking.
I don't know. He's pretty to me. I don't know.
You don't know who I'm talking about.
I do.
Stefan.
Oh, yeah.
You think Stefan's a pretty boy?
He is.
Oh, we are.
I haven't been watching.
We are going to come to blows over this.
Oh, man.
You would bone Stefan over Damon.
I wouldn't bone him. It's just he's got that quality. Like he, oh, he listens to like the Google Dolls, you know? And
yeah, that's terrible.
I don't know.
That's not pretty boy. That's
Daddy's
like,
back balloon makes her fly.
Oh. It's like was in a horrible accident involving acid and his face, and then they did reconstructive surgery. Oh,
Jesus.
And now he looks like Ron Perlman in the old Beauty and the Beast TV show with the makeup on.
No.
That's what he looks like. Ron Perlman actually looked better with that makeup on.
Because
normally Ron Perlman's face looks like the rock biter from the Neverending Story. But then when you put that beast makeup on him, it like smooths him out. It actually makes him look better.
Fuck you.
But anyway, so Stefan looks like smooth beast from the 80s Beauty and the Beast TV show, which nobody listening to this, I just realized, is going to know what I'm talking about because they're all like 17.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Anyway. So where was I? You totally made me lose my train of thought with your nonsense about Stefan being the hotter brother.
Damon and Stefan.
Damon is clearly the hotter brother. Clearly. And he's the bad boy, which makes him so much more exciting. The only time I don't like Damon is when he's fawning over Elena.
Mm-hmm.
This girl that they're both into. They could get rid of Elena and just make it Damon doing bad things. I would watch that show.
Mm-hmm. Such a fucking... His character... It's sarcasm all the way. Mm-hmm. And he's such a bro.
He's like,
I can't.
He's like an evil Raphael from Ninja Turtles.
Oh,
from the old Ninja Turtles cartoon.
That's horrible.
All sarcasm all the time. And then a little bit of murder.
Okay.
Yeah. Indiscriminate murder. So anyway, he comes on the scene. Oh, I remember what I was talking about. I was talking about this age difference. Okay.
Yeah.
So he comes on the scene and he's, I believe, supposed to be the older brother. So, and he never attends the high school. So even in like their fake lives, he's still too old for this high school girl, but they're both like fighting over her. They're both in love with her.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they're all supposed to be like, all the high school kids are supposed to be like 17, even though they look like they're like 25.
Yeah.
Because I just heard recently in one of the recent episodes, there's this girl, high school girl who became a vampire. And she recently said something like, oh, I'll be stuck at 17 for the rest of my life. Like, oh Jesus, they're all supposed to be 17. Damon's got to be supposed to be like 25.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of creepy there, Damon. But it's all right. I'll let it slide because you are the bad boy.
There's nothing wrong with that. I mean,
mm-hmm.
They're mature enough.
So what's not to get, Orion? It obviously sounds like the best show on television.
Yeah, it's one of those things that like girls would watch Dawson's Creek. Not for the storyline. They're just there to... Or no, 90210. That's a better example.
Okay.
They'd watch that show and just cream over who they want to fuck more, you know, at the time. Like, oh, Luke. Oh, God. Fuck, what were their names? David. Just anytime...
David. That was Brian Austin Green?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anytime one of the guys came on, just... Oh, God.
Like Dylan.
They just imagine... fucking the guy for a certain reason because he's got each guy has their own quality.
All the girls wanted to bone Dylan, and I don't really know why. Dylan was Luke Perry.
Yeah, Dylan, Luke.
And I never really understood what girls liked about Luke Perry. I always thought Luke Perry looked kind of like the Marlboro Man in his later years. Like
he was kind of wrinkly looking
for a young man. He was real wrinkly. He had a lot of deep lines in his face.
Bitches weren't thinking about, oh, this guy doesn't look the age he should be.
No, I'm not talking about him not looking the right age. I'm talking about him looking like somebody crossed a pug with a pelican.
Oh, Jesus.
Like Christ. He's lanky and sharp, but he's got all the folds of a pug.
I don't know what you're talking
about.
And
he's tanned, like a tanned hide.
Yeah.
And he talks like this all the time, which I guess the chicks dig. Hey, Orion.
Yeah.
I'm Dylan. I'm totally deep and maybe depressed or maybe just kind of sleepy. I can't really tell.
Let's keep this short.
Which one?
Zip.
I don't have a lot to say to you, girl, because I'm really deep.
Yeah.
And, I might go walk around barefoot.
He never elaborated. Yeah. But anyway, The Vampire Diaries.
Right,
it's a lot like that.
Vampire Diaries.
I guess you could, the hook could be the storyline.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes down to it, it's basically when Damon or Stefan come on, you know, oh, who do I want to fuck? Or if what's her name? The chick comes on, all the guys.
Elena.
Are creaming over her? She's not even.
She's okay.
She's okay.
I'd give her, she's about a 7.
Yeah. It's just too Twilight for me, man. I don't know.
Nah, come on, Orion.
Fuck.
Come on, stop. Bro.
You are putting me in the mood.
Ooh, damn, girl.
The wrong
mood. My name's Dylan. The only thing I remember about 90210 is I think I saw an episode where Brian Austin Green was being reckless with a handgun. Like he was having some kind of breakdown or something, yeah. And he shoots the handgun at a dumpster and the bullet ricochets off the dumpster and hits the girl he was with.
Jesus.
I think that might have been the end of an episode even. Like it was a cliffhanger.
Oh, wow.
That's the only thing I remember about 90210. But The Vampire Diaries, I don't watch it because I'm fantasizing about boning the Salvatore brothers. That was just a thought experiment for the show. Which one is hotter?
Mm-hmm.
I watch it because I'm a complete faggot. Just a total faggot. And I get all, it's the same reason I watch romantic comedies and stuff. Yeah. I don't know. I like them.
Yeah.
But so Anthony LaBerge and I have that in common. Oh, and I came up with a pet name for him. Oh, Anthony God. Large Bears.
Come here, large bears.
Anthony Large okay. Bears.
God, that's bad.
Oh, my large bears. So we're lovers now, whether he likes it or not.
All right.
He didn't seem too opposed to the idea.
No. Is he going to tell his wife? No. Hush,
some,
hush.
Some guys need a nice closet to go home to. You know, I won't begrudge him his public persona where he doesn't talk like a flamer.
Yeah.
But when we get on the Skype late at night, it's all, hey, it's me, Anthony Large Bears. Hi, Kyle. How are you? Oh, my God. Did you see the latest Vampire Diaries? Can you believe what Damon did? He totally did not listen to Elena when she said, don't do that thing. And then he did it. And I was like, oh, typical Damon.
I can picture you guys gossiping over shows.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Especially that. But not like that, not with the lisp. No, you're just being serious, but really...
That's actually my regular voice.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah, this is a put-on for the show.
I can just picture what you would sound like if you were excited about what just happened, took place on a show, a finale of, like, Vampire Diaries. Oh, I gotta talk to somebody about this. Anthony!
I've gotten pretty used to not having anybody to talk about my shows with.
It's gotta be tough.
I watch Justified.
Yeah.
You don't watch Justified, do you?
No.
You don't watch any shows, do you?
I don't because I can't.
I watch Justified. I watch True Blood when it's on. It's not on right now. What else do I watch? The Mentalist. I watch House.
Yeah.
Castle, obviously.
Yep.
Castle's one of my big ones.
What else?
What else do I watch? When it's on, I watch Warehouse 13, which is like, that's like my secret nerd shame.
Yeah.
That's a Sci-Fi Channel show, I think.
What's that about?
It's about a warehouse where they keep mystical artifacts.
Oh, Christ.
It's like a secret subdivision of the government. And they have this warehouse where they keep all these artifacts and they have like secret agents that they send out to collect these mystical artifacts when they pop up around the world. And the mystical magical artifacts cause all kinds of problems and they have to bag them and tag them and bring them back to the warehouse. It's real nerdy.
That sounds gay.
Enjoy it. I never talked about Warehouse 13, so I never got to say this.
Yeah.
But my crush of the like year, a year ago,
yeah,
was this chick on that show. The character's name is Micah, and the actress's name is Joanne Kelly, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Crush of the year.
Really?
And I never told anybody because nobody I knew was watching Warehouse 13 or would give a fuck. And we hadn't started doing the crush of the week thing yet.
Yeah.
But that was,
how do you hold that back?
Crush of the year. Because outside of the context of the show where I think it's kind of funny to talk about, I have no reason to tell anybody when I find an actress attractive. Hey, John. Hey, I was watching a thing and there was a girl on it and I kind of thought she was pretty. Let's discuss.
Oh, man.
that really
Jesus.
Got the old charcoal flowing through my lungs.
You were watching Homeland. Is that still going?
Oh, yeah. Homeland is over for now. Homeland is over for now. I was watching that, though. There are more shows, I think.
So many fucking shows.
Oh, I've been watching Suburgatory.
What the fuck?
Suburgatory, it's a nice little half-hour show, which I actually hate. I think all shows should be at least an hour.
Yeah.
There's no excuse in this day and age for a half-hour show, unless it's like for babies.
Mm-hmm.
But Suburgatory is about a girl in high school. All my shows are about high school girls.
Jesus.
Girl in high school who lived in New York City with her dad, her single dad. Jesus Christ. Talk about something while I take a drink of water.
Ooh, there's a show I got to tell you about that's coming out after you talk about this. That you might be interested in. But for anyone listening that wonders why I don't watch any of these shows, it's not because I'm lazy or anything. It's because my fiance Aldi watches a lot of the same shows that Kyle does and hogs the internet. There's no way.
Can't you watch them together?
No. Oh, together?
Nah, no. No.
I'm doing my own thing when she does her thing.
Uh-huh.
Like we have our let's do our own thing time. And she watches her shows and I like Photoshop or listen to the show.
Mm-hmm.
So if we were both watching our own shows because of our internet provider, it just wouldn't happen. There'd be a lot of lag. So it doesn't happen.
Okay. So back to Suburgatory. Yeah. This is very important. Suburgatory is a show about a young girl in high school and her single dad. They lived in New York City and they moved to the suburbs because he found condoms in her room that she was holding for a friend for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And he thought she was getting sexually active and he freaked out because he's a single dad with a daughter, doesn't know what the fuck he's doing
in New York, like in the city.
Yeah. And he was like, this is
city boys.
This place is a bad influence. So I'm going to move you to the suburbs so you can have a normal childhood.
Oh God. Okay.
And the suburbs are insane and she hates the suburbs. And that's what the show's about, is living in the suburbs, being regular folk.
Is it
being sane people living
like
in the suburbs?
Exaggerated, hi, how are you? We're the neighbors. We're the Jensens.
Yep. Everybody has perfectly manicured lawns.
Yeah.
And they're very uptight about it. Everybody's wearing sweater vests. There's a country club that they all go to. Fuck?
What an asshole dad.
Mm-hmm.
My God.
So I watched that and I do this thing. The listeners won't be able to see, but I do this thing while I'm watching it where I link my fingers together and I put them under my chin. So I like resting my chin on my hands. It's very cute. I watch Dexter.
Dexter, yeah.
When it's on. It's not on right now. I'm running out of shows I watch.
Well,
I think there's more.
Oh, I believe it. Jesus, how do you keep up?
I don't have a life, my friend.
Yeah, but
when I'm not doing the show with you and when I'm not at work, I'm either sleeping or watching my shows.
That's cool. But how do you, like, say one show has a cliffhanger and you watch your other shit, it goes on hiatus or whatever, and you come back to it, how do you remember what had happened
for
all these shows?
I have a memory.
Okay.
And for two, they almost always play clips from last time when they're coming back from a cliffhanger.
Forgot about that. Okay.
Last time on Justified.
And then it's like, oh yeah.
I got a shotgun and I'm a hillbilly. Oh yeah, well I bet you can't draw down on me. Oh yeah, bang. Oh, dead people. Cliffhanger.
And it won some awards. Yay.
Justified did?
Yeah.
It should have. Have you ever seen the intro to that show?
Yes.
I dig that hillbilly rap song. But on this lonely road, trying to make it home, doing it by my lonesome, pissed off, who wants some? Yeah.
Badass.
Mm-hmm, with a banjo behind it.
But there's a show coming out March 1st, very soon, next Thursday, on NBC called Awake. Have you heard about it? Have you seen an ad about it?
Nope.
You should check it out. It looks interesting.
What's it about?
It's about a guy. There's a husband, a wife, and a son. And the son's like in high school. I don't know. He looks about 18, 17. Or he could be in his 20s, I don't know. But there's a car accident, and he wakes up, and his son is dead, I guess.
From the car accident?
Yes.
They were both in the car, and the dad didn't die, and the son did?
Yes. Okay. The wife and him, he survived, but the son's dead. But when he goes to sleep, he wakes up, and the wife is dead, and the son is alive. It's an alternate reality, and he's confused, and it's real, very real. And I guess from the trailer, he sees a shrink in both realities, trying to figure out what the fuck's going on.
This sounds familiar, like, but I think it was a movie.
Really?
Yeah, like a Sandra Bullock movie, maybe.
Oh, God.
Anyway, but, go on.
But he talks to these shrinks, and they both think he's crazy. Not crazy, but he's traumatized from this accident, and he just can't let go of the son or the wife. But he's trying to convince them, like, no, really, I go to sleep, and I wake up. And
so wait, so he goes to sleep, he wakes up, and it's and the deaths have been swapped.
I assume it's like every other day.
That's what I was going to ask. Yeah, like when he goes back to sleep, does he wake back up and the sun's dead again?
Yeah. At first I was like, does he ever sleep? I close my
eyes. That's not such a bad deal. Like if one of them's got to be dead, it's not such a bad deal.
Yeah.
You go to sleep one night, you're like, tomorrow I'll get to see my son. Mm-hmm. You go to sleep that night, tomorrow I get to see my wife.
So it's kind of interesting, and the main guy sells it. Like if it was any other guy, it just wouldn't.
Who's the main guy?
I don't know his name, but I've
Has
seen
he
him
been
before.
In other stuff?
Yeah.
You know what else he's been in?
I can't think of it. Off the top of my head, look it up. But the tricky part is he's a cop or a detective, and in each reality there's a different case he's trying to solve. And from the trailer, looks
kind of, this is a movie. Never mind. Go ahead.
From the trailer, it looks like he gets to this point where he needs to link both realities. So whatever happened to like this little girl in one reality, he's trying to look into it in the other reality and see if it if it happened or if it's going to happen or what's going on in the other reality. And if so, like there's some connection between the two, like in the other reality, he's not taking on this case with this little girl that got kidnapped or whatever and raped or killed. Who knows? But if he looks into it and finds out, oh, this girl is missing, but there have been no further, no new leads or whatever. I don't know. Then he knows all the details about it because he's working the case in the other reality, if that makes sense.
Okay.
So if that's the case, then they're linked somehow. And that makes you think like, what the fuck is this story that they're telling in the form of this show going to ultimately reveal? You know?
This show sounds doomed.
I don't know.
There was a show a while back called Journeyman that I watched for a little while.
Yeah.
It lasted a season.
Yeah.
And it was about a guy who would time travel every once in a while, I think.
Yeah.
I don't remember the details now, but, it didn't really, like, the plot was kind of like this one where it had to have an end, you know, and it never got to get to its end.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of these kinds of shows where there's a concept like that, like the overall concept is something.
There's some kind
very
of
very specific.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that. And they're always doomed. They never last.
It better not be.
The closest I can think of to something like that lasted was Early Edition, which I think lasted a few seasons.
Yeah.
The show where the guy got tomorrow's newspaper today.
Yes. I used to watch that.
But that was a better premise, at least in terms of having new shows, because every day he had something new to go and explore.
Yes.
I don't know if he ever figured out why he was getting those newspapers.
I didn't watch enough, yeah.
I don't remember. I did see an episode where that was like a parody of some Audrey Hepburn movie that I can't think of the name of right now, but that's unrelated to anything we've been talking about.
But if anyone was to tell me about that show verbally, I'd be like, I don't give a fuck. NBC's coming out with a new show. Yeah, that sounds fantastic. I don't even care if it sounds interesting. Fuck it, you know? But it's one of those things. Like if I posted the link on my Facebook wall, you'd look at it and go, fuck this, keep scrolling
down.
What
was that show, The Event or something like that, where like everybody blacked out at the same time?
Was it like the co-producer of Lost or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That show died. Was doomed too.
Yep. Yep. That was dumb though. I saw some of that.
Mark my words, Awake will not last.
All right.
Probably I did look not. Up who the guy was though. And it's Lucius Malfoy from the Harry Potter movies.
Oh, Jesus.
The guy with the long flowing blonde hair.
Yes. He's been in other shit though.
Nope. I'm looking at the list. It says Harry Potter, Harry Potter and the Deathly Faggots and Awake. It's the only two things.
That's it. Yeah.
Jesus. Actually, he's done a ton of stuff, including a lot of voice work for video games.
Yeah, definitely check it out, because it's, you will not regret it. If you look it up, look up the trailer, watch it, you won't be like, that son of a bitch Orion, he showed me a stupid fucking thing to look up.
I don't know, man. I don't think I can make myself watch it, because I can already tell that it's doomed.
It probably will be, but it'll make you feel kind of warm inside and just watching it.
I was I'm pretty broken up when a show gets canceled before it gets to get anywhere.
Yeah, so you don't want to set yourself up.
I don't think this one is going to make it past one season.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah.
But anyway, moving on.
Moving on. I hate it when you do that.
All right.
I really do. I hate that phrase, moving on, because unless you have something to move on to.
I do.
Okay, then move on to whatever you're moving on to. I can hear that hum again, by the way.
Yeah, the hum is back.
This is going to be like the worst episode in a long time.
It has, yeah. But,
Which makes perfect sense, since I was excited about the audio quality being better than ever.
It's like you're cursed, mm-hmm. Kyle. Fucking car and... Oh,
speaking of car, I got some more car shit to talk about, but
we'll get to that later.
You were about to move on to something.
So I have gauged ears. They're stretched out to 1 inch. And for over a year, people would come up to me and compliment me, but they don't, certain people would ask like, oh, do they make, like plugs with spinners, you know, like the,
yeah, like rims,
And I'm like, no, I've never seen them. Well, the other day I saw a pair. Somebody came up with the concept, finally, with like spinner plugs that you can put mm-hmm. in your ears. And I bought a pair for really cheap. They were like $8 an earring.
Are you wearing them?
I'm not wearing them right now. But they're fucking awesome. And they're like pinwheels, you know, kind of.
Uh-huh.
And in the wind, they spin like, and they make this like metallic sound.
That sounds like it would be annoying as fuck.
It creeped me out at first because I kept hearing this sound.
How
when
audible
I go outside.
Is it? It's not, right in your ear, so yeah, of course you hear it. But
right next to me, if I was like, shh, 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 they'd hear it.
But they wouldn't hear it. They wouldn't really notice it if they weren't listening for it?
No.
Okay.
But anyways, so I buy these earrings and I go to work. And there's this, work at a grocery store, and there's all these soda pop vendors that come in and like stock Pepsi or stock Coke. And I always say hello. Hey, what's up? How you doing? But there's this one black dude that works for 7-Up that I don't know why. I always say hi, but for some reason I thought he'd be interested in my earrings. So I go, hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? How you doing? I go, hey. I go, check these out. They're like spinners. And I'm like playing with them and spinning them. And I'm talking about them. I'm like, all this time I've been waiting, you know, people have been asking, like, do they make these plugs? And finally they exist and I bought them and they were cheap and I just won't shut the fuck up. He didn't give a fuck.
Did you think he'd be interested because they were spinners? Because spinners are a black thing?
And it didn't occur to me till after. But yeah, he didn't give a fuck. And I thought of all people, because almost all of these soda pop vendor guys, they're white and goofy looking and lonely looking. But this guy's, you know, he's a black guy, looks like he carries himself well. I thought he'd be interested. I don't know.
So of all the soda pop vendors.
Yes.
All the white nerdy guys. Mm-hmm. You thought the black well-dressed guy was going to care the most about your alternative piercings.
Yeah. I don't know why. And now I walk up to him and I'll be like, hey, what's up? And he has this look like, please don't talk to me about stuff again.
Oh.
And I think he was just being nice, saying hi. Because, uh-huh, hey, why not? I'm right there. I'm not going to be a dick and be like silent, you know, if he says hello. I think that was the extent he wanted to leave it. He didn't want to talk. He's got a job to do, you know.
Oh.
Who's this fucking pale ass white redhead kid coming up to me talking about stuff he's interested in? I don't give a fuck.
Poor Orion.
Money and bitches. That's all I care about. Not you, white right? boy.
Yep.
Yes.
So all Orion wanted to do was relate to a person at work.
Yeah.
A man of color.
Oh. Yeah. I almost said, no, I'm kidding. I almost said, hey, do you have a Facebook?
You should be friends with him on
Facebook.
Why
not? Hey,
where so you know can this? Post about your e-cigarette.
Where do you know this guy from? I don't even know why I'm his friend.
You can post on his wall. Hey, I've been thinking about getting nipple piercings. What do you think?
Spinner.
Holla at your boy.
Yeah.
End everything with holla at your boy.
Yeah. Shit. So that was awkward. Oh, and he was the only cool, like, soda pop vendor guy that I see, you know?
When did you decide to start calling it soda pop?
After the episode, we were talking about Michigan accents and how all the people want to keep the term pop alive.
Ugh, who wants to keep the term pop alive?
People, if you say soda here in Michigan, there will be some asshole. It's like, no, no, no.
That's retarded.
You got to say pop. Keep like, it going. You know, fucking, it's going to die out.
The
pop.
Fucking world calls it soda.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't like that word. I like the word.
The companies themselves call it soda.
Yeah.
It's soda.
It's now, soda.
It's soda pop if you want to go full on old man.
No. See, I don't like the word soda. I like the word pop, but I don't want to be like, I say pop because I'm from Michigan.
Pop. I don't know how
so
I did it.
So I say soda pop.
I stopped saying pop because I thought it made me sound like this world unaware Michigan hillbilly.
Exactly. Yes.
So I started calling it soda, and I don't know how, but I've trained myself now to the point where pop really does to me just sound goofy and wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whenever I hear somebody say it, it reminds me of my dad saying it.
Yeah. You guys, we got pop, we got beer.
Yeah.
Ooh, he said pop.
That's but if you're going to call it soda pop, you might as well just call it sody.
See, no.
Who wants a sody?
Sody.
You can ask people like you're their grandpa.
I don't like the word soda. It doesn't sound refreshing. I don't know. Soda.
Pop doesn't sound refreshing. It sounds like an assault.
Well, yeah, it can, but pop's more happening. I want to drink a pop. It's fun.
You know? I don't know why it was ever called soda pop in the first place. Is the pop just because it's carbonated? Like the bubbles pop?
That's probably where Michiganders got pop, right? Because some...
Well, it was soda called, pop.
It was soda pop.
It was soda pop, and some people split off and started calling it soda, and other people split off and started calling it pop.
Yeah.
But I don't know where the pop came from in the first place, or the soda, to be perfectly honest.
Pops in your mouth in the 19... whatever the
How
fuck.
Funny would it be if it was short for popular, like pop music?
Oh, Jesus. Oh,
soda
man.
Popular. Way back in the day, they called it soda popular.
So many motherfuckers because I guess Lent. I don't know anything about
it.
Lent.
Yeah.
I'm giving this up for Lent.
Yep. It roommate John up. Just gave up alcohol.
Motherfucker. He always does every year. But my Facebook feed just blew up with bullshit people were giving up. And all of them, most of them were giving up pop. And they would say that. And I was so tempted to comment and say... Yeah, fuck pop music. Yeah,
something. I'm giving up
clever.
Nicki Minaj, bitch. Yeah.
Fuck. Justin Timberlake's gonna be so pissed. Dirty pop.
I'm just giving up dirty pop. That's all I'm giving up.
Yeah.
Mm.
Fucking retarded.
Oh man. So should I talk about my car shit?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm dying to hear it.
Oh, it's so exciting, everybody. Car shit. So last episode, where did I leave off? I bought a car from a lady who ran an auto repair place, and I bought it for $800, and on the ride home, it broke. The engine blew out, and supposedly, according to her, it blew out because I was driving it on the highway in second gear. I know I tried really hard not to put it in second gear, but the shifter thingy, the indicator was broken, so I couldn't tell for sure what gear I was in except to judge how many clicks I had moved the shifter. Like I said, I thought I was careful, but whatever. Apparently, I drove it in second gear on the highway, and it doesn't matter now because the car's broken either way.
Mm-hmm.
So I had it towed back to her repair place, and she said, you blew the engine, so I can help you scrap it. I said, okay. She said, I can maybe get you about $500 for it. Okay. A few days later, she's like, I need the title. And I had the title because I just bought the car. So she needed me to bring her the title. I don't know if I'd gotten this far last time.
No.
Okay. So a few days later, she says, like the day after the podcast last week, maybe, maybe 2 days later, she says, I need you to bring me the title because in order to scrap it, she's essentially selling it to whoever she's scrapping it with, so she needs the title. I'm like, okay. She's like, if you can't get out here sometime when I'm here, then there's a drop box on Bay 1 that you can put it in. Mm-hmm. And so I went out there with John, put it in the drop box, came home, sent her an email saying I dropped it off. Cool, cool, cool. She gets back to me the next day and says, oh, you filled it out. So now we have to take it to the Secretary of State to get a clean copy of the title, which kind of makes sense to me. The problem is I haven't bought a ton of cars in my time. Yeah. And every time I do, it's been several years in between. So I don't know a whole lot about how the whole process works.
It's tricky. Yeah.
When she was selling the car on some other dude's behalf, she had like fixed it up for him and stuff, and she was handling the sale of it. So when I got the title, it had his information as the seller, and then there was a spot to fill in my information as the buyer. Mm-hmm. I bought the car, mm-hmm. so I figured in order for this to be legal, mm-hmm. I need to fill out all my information.
Yeah.
So I did. And I'm pretty sure I'm right. I'm pretty sure if I had returned it to her without filling it out, and absolutely. She went and sold it to somebody else and just had them fill in their information, that would have been technically fraud because she would have been selling it in that other guy's name again. Mm-hmm. So I thought I had to fill it out, but there's only one spot to fill in buyer information. Mm-hmm. So once I filled it out, there was no spot for the next buyer.
Yeah.
I kind of wondered about that, but since she didn't say anything about whether or not I filled it out, I assumed she would expect me to fill it out. So I brought it down there. So she says, now we have to go to the Secretary of State, which is basically the DMV for people who don't have Secretary of States. I think that's kind of a Michigan thing.
Yeah.
We have to take it down there to get a clean title. So when can you meet me? And when can we? So there's this whole back and forth about when I could get out there. And then she was going to come pick me up. And then she wanted me to see if I could get a ride out from one of my coworkers, blah, 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 Jesus. Blah. Right after I get off the phone, because, oh, that's another thing. We've been emailing back and forth because mm-hmm. I don't have a phone. Now, technically, I can call people using Skype, but it sounds like shit. And I have to make sure all the equipment's hooked up right and everything. Mm-hmm. Like normally, I have to use the podcast equipment to make these phone calls. And normally it's all turned off and it's not really set up. So, I mean, that's not a huge deal, but it's a little bit of a pain in the ass and it sounds like shit. And she didn't know. I told her I didn't have a phone. Mm-hmm. So we're contacting each other through email. And I think email's better for that anyway. Every email at the bottom of it, she would say, give me a call as soon as you can. And then put her phone number, even though I told her I don't have a phone.
Jesus.
So I finally called her via Skype. And as soon as we got off the phone, after kind of making arrangements for me to get out there, whatever, she writes me an email back and says, I just talked to the scrapper guy. And he says, we don't need to worry about the title. I don't know what that means, except that I'm off the hook.
Yeah.
We don't need to worry about the title. He says he'll give me $300 for the car. He says he would have given me $500 if the engine wasn't blown. What do you want me to do? So I said, I guess go ahead and scrap it. She said, okay, he won't be able to get out here until Friday, which is today. I have not yet heard back from her, but that's, you know, okay. If I don't hear back from her tomorrow, I'm going to write her and ask her what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
But it kind of makes sense to me that maybe I wouldn't have heard back from her today.
Yeah.
So that's where that is at. At all some right. point in there, she said she might be able to help me find another cheap car. I don't know if that's going to happen or not. Yeah, but
that takes time.
Jeez. So I spent $800. I'm getting back three.
Ugh,
maybe.
Shitty.
Maybe. Like that's the deal, but who knows at this point if I'll actually get it back or not.
Yeah.
And people kept telling me, like in the forums and people in general, like some of my coworkers have told me that it sounds shady and it sounds like I'm being scammed.
I don't agree with that.
Which is, I don't, based on like the meetings I've had with her and some of the circumstances, like it's a really weird and intricate scam considering how many variables could not have gone her way.
Yeah.
Like in order for the car to blow up, I would have had to drive it, even if I didn't have to drive it in second gear, I would have had to try to get it up to 70. Mm-hmm. If I hadn't driven on the highway, that never would have happened. Exactly. I would have been totally fine.
Yeah.
And it's weird that I know exactly where she is. Like a normal scammer, yeah. a smart scammer, would not try to do the scam out of their permanent business yeah. location where I can find them any fucking time I want.
Report them, yeah.
And she just seemed really nice, seemed really knowledgeable. Yeah. She's helpful. Like she could have just taken the money and run. Now you could say she wants me to bring it back to her to scrap it because now she can potentially, for all I know, yeah. the scrapper said he'd give her $500 and she's telling me $300. So she's going to keep $200. So now she made $1,000 bucks off of this car. You know, it could be a scam, but the reason it bothers me isn't so much because I don't think it's a scam. It's because it's completely unhelpful to tell me you think it's a scam, because nobody has given me any advice in terms of what I should do in this situation. All they have said is, wow, sounds like a scam.
Yeah. And that's the end of it.
All that does is make me feel worse. That's not at all helpful. Yeah. It's just you being a dick.
God damn it.
So that's where the car thing is at.
All right. 300 shit.
Yep.
I think you did the wise thing, though, because
I think the only thing I could do.
When she asked, hey, what do you want me to do? Like, wait till I get more money out of it? That could, when you scrap a vehicle, shit, that could be months that you'd be waiting. Yeah, I'll take this piece of shit for parts. All right. How much do you want? That doesn't happen every day. I can't imagine.
There's
so 300. Hey, what?
There's no reason for me to believe that she could get more out of it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just said, fucking do it. I think I'm just about ready for a break.
All right.
But I had this little thing I was thinking about earlier today, and it's not really like it doesn't really deserve its own space in the podcast, its own discussion. But I just wanted to mention it because I was thinking about it. I saw something not too long ago where somebody was weaving things out of human hair.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of made me think about, you know, those centipedes that have like the real long wispy legs, like the real freaky looking ones.
Oh, yeah.
You might see in a bathtub.
Yes.
Which is like, why are you in a bathtub, centipede?
Why do There's you nothing exist? In this. Gross.
I never understand. This is a totally separate thing, but I never understand why I see bugs and spiders and stuff like that in places where there's nothing for them. Like a bathtub.
Yeah.
I guess in a bathtub, maybe they're like attracted to the drain because it's dark and moist or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. But like you'll see bugs hanging out in places where there's no food.
Yeah.
There's no other bugs. There's no dirt to make a home out of.
No other bugs.
Yeah. There's nothing like there's nobody to party with. There's nothing going on. What are you doing, bug?
Yeah.
Like I'll see ants running around every once in a while and they're not carrying anything. And it's one ant all by itself. And ants live in fucking huge colonies.
Yeah.
So what are you doing?
There's an abundance of ground out there.
Yeah.
What are you doing in here?
Especially, I live on the third floor in an apartment. If I see it, I see like one of those big ants, those big black ants.
Yeah.
Just one, all by himself, running across my carpet.
Yeah.
How did you get in here? Where did you think you were going? What is your plan here? What mission are you on? What did they send you out to do?
God damn.
Anyway, so I was thinking about those centipedes and how their legs are kind of wispy and long and hair-like.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about a sweater woven from centipede legs.
Oh, Jesus.
And how that would be like...
You just made the hair stand up on the back of my ass.
I know, right? Could you imagine putting that on?
Oh, God.
There's nothing harmful about it. If they're just the legs, they're all dead. We could make sure we wait long enough for them to stop twitching before we weave them into... Yeah. Oh, God, could you imagine if they were all twitching?
We couldn't wear that,
Kyle. Oh, God, an entire sweater that's just convulsing because it's made out of tiny centipede legs.
Oh, my God.
But that's like, there's no real reason for that to be so creepy.
Yeah, there really isn't.
I mean, I'm wearing a leather jacket right now.
Yeah.
This used to be a cow's ass.
Oh, man.
But that doesn't creep me out at all because it's dyed a nice black. Maybe if we dyed the centipede leg sweater.
Yeah.
A nice color. Maybe like an orange with a black zigzag stripe like Charlie Brown.
Takes your mind away from where it really came from.
Yeah, but then you look closely at it and you're like, God, I want to tear all of my skin off and then bathe in lye.
Or you get a hair in your mouth and you're like wiping it off with your sleeve. I just licked that shirt. That was woven.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Don't even make me imagine licking the centipede leg sweater.
Jesus.
Oh, damn it, Kyle. My whole body is crawling.
I have goosebumps.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Okay. So that I just wanted to mention that really quick because I thought it was a really good idea. I think we should start a Kickstarter for that. You heard of Kickstarter?
No.
It's a website where people put up like proposals for something they want to do.
Oh, and people can help fund it.
Yeah.
To get it submitted.
We'll start a Kickstarter for a sweater woven from centipede legs.
You should.
Okay. Well, on that note, in that case, whatever, In that case, doesn't make sense. So on that note, let's take a break.
Sounds good.
Break.
Hey, you looking for something to do with your boring, loathsome existence? Don't be an asshole. Join the goddamn forum. Go to ijusthadaterriblethought.com/forum or click the link on the main page. Post your photos, post your stories. You got something you want us to talk about on the show? Post it in the motherfucking forum. Tired of spending your Friday nights alone? Get in the forum and make some new friends. ijusthadaterriblethought.com/forum. Don't make me tell you again.
We're back, everybody.
Welcome back.
We had a lovely break.
Yes, we did.
I peed. I got more water. I smoked. All the things
all
that
good
I do.
Stuff. You know what Kyle has? I don't know who bought this, but you have a hand soap in your bathroom titled Stress Relief. And I thought that was kind of funny. So I squirt some, you know, I'm using it and I'm smelling my hand and it's very...
Doesn't it smell calming?
Yes.
I wish I could take credit for that, but I'm pretty sure... It could have been roommate John, but I have a feeling that that was picked out by roommate John's fiance. Have I mentioned this?
No, I don't think so.
Roommate John, I've talked about his girlfriend before and her pajamas and stuff. Well, they're engaged, bro.
Yeah, I didn't want to bring that up because he's got so many fans, female fans.
I know.
He's off the market and they're going to be jealous.
They're getting married. They're going to have 1,000 babies.
Oh, yeah.
I actually mentioned this on my little live stream. I don't know for sure where that leaves me and roommate John. Because he's like leaving me in the dark, but because I don't think he knows yet either. Because there has been some talk of his soon-to-be wife moving in with us, but I could also just as easily see them wanting to go get their own place, and
absolutely,
that hasn't been settled yet.
I didn't even think of that. Oh, shit.
Yeah. So I may potentially be in need of another roommate soon.
Oh, yeah.
Well, not that. Well, kind of soon. I think they're getting married in possibly June.
June. Yep.
Yeah.
Shit.
Speaking of roommate John, we went out tonight. We actually went out a couple of times recently.
This week?
Yeah. One night, roommate John was like, hey, it's dollar taco night down at the old cantina.
God.
Which is the bar that I sometimes go to, like the bar that I went to and got blackout drunk by myself and woke up in a dude's living room.
Yeah.
They had dollar tacos one night. So we went out there and he treated me to dollar tacos.
Oh, my God.
And
so generous.
That was pretty nice of him. Yeah. And then a few nights ago Tuesday, I guess, for Mardi Gras, we went out. He didn't pay for me that time, but we went out and Aldi was there and our friend with the brain tumor was there.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to her about the brain tumor.
Yeah.
Apparently.
God damn it.
Of course I did. She's got a fucking brain tumor.
Yes, yes,
yes. It's not... Let's not talk about the brain tumor in the room.
She just seems like she doesn't want to talk about it.
She talked to me about it.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Cool. We talked about it and apparently she has not yet been able to get it looked at again, but she's going to.
Okay.
And when they looked at it the first time, they said that there's something in there, but they think it's benign and they think it might be a cyst.
Okay.
Rather than a tumor, whatever that means.
All right.
So it might not be as bad as I thought it was,
okay.
But it's still a fucking ball in her
mass.
Brain. Yeah.
Scary.
And apparently it's giving her nasty headaches, but okay. So yeah, we went to Mardi Gras. That was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Aldi was there, but nothing terribly exciting happened or anything. I ate a thing called Pizza Crazy.
Oh God. What is this?
I was looking at the menu and I was looking for something to order. I'm like, oh, there's some pasta-y things. There's some pizzas.
Yeah.
There's sandwiches. And then I saw Pizza Crazy.
Oh, man. Sign me up.
Now, Pizza Crazy is actually just a pizza sub, kind of. Like a pizza hoagie.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, you know, it's a sandwich with pizza sauce and pizza toppings and stuff in there. So it's not as exciting as it sounds, but it was called Pizza Crazy. So I had to order.
Oh, absolutely.
And, it was huge and it came with a bunch of fries. But anyway, onwards. Then tonight, roommate John and I went out to this crazy little place in downtown Grand Rapids.
Oh, no.
Now, if you're not from here, you don't really know the layout of Grand Rapids, but I don't spend a lot of time in downtown Grand Rapids.
Yeah.
And it's been quite a while since I've been there. I didn't realize downtown Grand Rapids had turned into Portlandia.
Yeah.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Isn't it?
We went to this restaurant in downtown Grand Rapids called Graydon's Crossing, I think.
Yeah.
Which immediately reminded me of we were discussing it in the car, John and I, and I said it sounded like it could be like a BBC show, that like a drama set in a pub. So it is a pub. They said it's like an English style pub with some Indian influence as well.
Oh my God.
We're walking down, we go downtown, we find a parking spot and we're walking towards the restaurant, and there's a big sign on the sidewalk in front of the restaurant that says, all of our meat is organic, free range.
God.
What else did it say? None of their food has nitrates in it. All this weird, you know, not
well, thank God.
I mean, like what vegans would want if they were going to eat meat.
Yeah. Their wet dream.
Yeah. And their menu when we got inside was full of that stuff too. They had little abbreviations in parentheses after every menu item. Mm-hmm. And then there was a legend at the bottom that told you what the abbreviations meant.
God, so like hip.
FR for, GF/FR was grass fed free range.
Oh, man.
So that was for the meat. One of them was SF, which stands for superfood. And I don't know what that actually means. I feel like I've heard it before.
Yeah.
And it's some kind of, you know, kind of hippie health nut thing.
Yeah.
But it's total BS. And it's a crazy thing for the hippie health nuts to call something, because to me, superfood sounds like something you would make in a lab.
Yeah.
Like that sounds worse than the nitrates you're trying to feed me. But so we got in there and we sat down for a while. We were waiting for other people, friends of John's that I had never met before. And, it seemed like a nice enough place. It's not really my thing though. Like I'm looking through I don't like it when you call us simple people, but when it comes to food, I'm a pretty simple guy. I don't like a lot of pretentiousness with my meals.
Yeah.
The food at this place was good. And John treated me again because he had this coupon for a free entree.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I don't want it to sound at all like I'm ungrateful. I had a good time.
Yeah.
The restaurant wasn't an evil, bad place and the food was great, but I'm reading the menu and there's all kind of, like the word braised and I saw the word arrogant somewhere in the menu. Like there's all kinds of things that just like, I just want a burger.
You feel like you don't belong. Yeah.
Yeah. I felt like out of
some
place.
Some weird club.
But the reason I'm telling this story is because eventually the people we were waiting for showed up and they brought a child with them.
Hmm.
A very small man, the age of 3.
Yeah.
And his name is Beckett.
Beckett.
Mm-hmm, which is confusing for me, plays games with my heart because of the lovely Detective Kate Beckett from ABC's Castle, 10 p.m. Monday nights. But it's a little boy, 3 years old, named Beckett. And I had heard stories about this Beckett before. John had told me stories about this kid because this kid apparently always says crazy, hilarious shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to say, man, you got to teach Leland to be like this kid.
Because what does he do?
If it had been...
There we go.
I just bumped my mic cable. If it had been any other kid, I would have hated his guts because he would not stop talking.
Oh, man.
If it had been any other kid, I would have thought that was the most obnoxious thing in the world.
Yeah.
But this kid, every word out of his fucking mouth was gold.
God.
And I wish I could remember better examples, but the thing is, he seems intelligent to me and really imaginative. But I can't think of any really good examples of what he said now. I'm totally drawing a blank. And one of the things that really made me laugh, but it's out of context, it's not as funny, is his mom gave him a couple of dollar bills.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted him to sing a song, and he was being shy about that, which is funny because he wasn't being shy about anything else. But he's being shy about singing this song, so she said, what if I give you $2? And he agreed. So she ended up giving him these $2, these two $1 bills. And so he's holding on to him for a while. He's real excited about these two $1 bills. At one point, somebody asked him, or John, I think, said he should save them for college. And he said, why? Or no, he's not going to do that. But he's holding these dollar bills. And for no apparent reason, he starts crumpling them up angrily in his fist and like punching them. And he says, these are trash. I don't know why, but that had me doubled over laughing. But part of it is the context and his delivery, yeah, which you don't get here. For a while, anything I say is going to make him sound dumb, but it wasn't dumb. Like, for a while, he was convinced that somebody, I think Handy Manny or something like that, which I think is like a male equivalent of Dora the Explorer. Mm-hmm. He was convinced that this character was in the restaurant and he was looking for him. He kept peering over the back of his chair and he's like, yeah, Handy Manny is over there. And then John kept asking him about it, like, where'd he go? And the kid was like, I think he left. I think he went home.
God.
And at one point he stood up and he kept saying he was a police officer. And it wasn't like, I want to be a police officer when I grow up, yeah, or I'm pretending to be a police officer, or let's play police. He was saying, I am a police officer. At one point I looked over to him and he's got his finger on like his shoulder, like his chest near his shoulder, sort of. Mm-hmm. And he's leaning his head over like he's talking to his shoulder. And he's saying all this stuff that sounds vaguely policey. And and I couldn't quite tell what he was doing at first. Then he removes his finger and goes, he was doing the little shoulder mounted walkie talkie thing.
And he goes, God damn, that's fucking great.
And then at one point he started complaining about working at the judge. He said, he was like saying like, oh, I don't want to go work at the judge again. Oh, like he works at, like he is a judge or he works, yeah, at a court. And he just doesn't want to go do it. Oh, every day, the grind. Going to work in the judge's chambers.
I'm in love with this kid.
He's hilarious, and I'm not doing him justice. And I really think that you need to have your Leland turn out this way.
Man, I'm going to fail miserably.
You know, the thing that strikes me about this kid in particular is that he's such an extrovert.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I know about introverts and extroverts, but this kid is an extreme extrovert. The first thing he did before I even really knew he was there, he was sticking out his hand to shake my hand.
That's unheard of.
And he's three.
And fucking kids are shy. Yeah, they hide behind their mom's, yeah, legs.
He'd never met me before. And he's just right up there trying to shake my hand.
Wow.
And when we left for the night, he fist bumped me and did the little explosion thing where your hands go away from each other.
That's awesome.
And then he shook my hand again.
Oh, my God. And he shook your hand. Mm-hmm. Jesus.
And I saw him.
This kid's
going to
be King awesome. I don't know. I can't wait
to
hear what he's going to do.
His mom got out an iPad for him to play with at one point, which, yeah, I know. I know how it sounds, but I was really impressed with him playing with his iPad. Because again, remember, he's fucking three.
Yeah.
And it's not just like, I was a little impressed just with him knowing how to work it. Like, you know, doing the finger swipes to go through the icons and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. There was no hesitation. He knew exactly what he was doing. But not only that, he's fucking three. And he decided he wanted to play a song. So he opens up like whatever program it is on an iPad, you have to open up to find the song, goes into a playlist, finds the song he wants to play. Like, he knows exactly what he's doing on this iPad. And then he like closes that and he opens up a game that he wants to play, closes that, opens up another game, closes that, opens up an app that's like a coloring book.
Oh my God.
He knew exactly what he was doing with this thing. And he's three.
How do you raise a kid to be like that? I mean, each kid has their own personality,
yeah,
right? But how does that happen? That's just so,
I don't know,
uncanny. My God.
And his mom at one point was talking about how she made like this deal with him, sort of, where they're like swear buddies,
yeah,
or bad language buddies. So if he's talking to her, he's allowed to use bad language with her and she's allowed to use bad language with him.
That's awesome.
And apparently he really hates this one kid at school. And he came home one day and he said, like, Mom, I really feel like I have to say something bad about this kid. And she says, okay, what? And he like leans in to like whisper it to her. And, I wish I could remember the kid's name, because the kid's name was awful. It was like, you were supposed to say his whole name, like first, middle, and last. Mm-hmm. And all of them were douchey, but I can't remember it now. But he says, like, let's just say Brian Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Johnson is a bitch. That's what he says to his mom.
God damn. That's fucking great.
Is a bitch.
Oh and man.
Okay, and I guess at some point he learned to call his penis important. Like, his he was doing something. He was like dumping shampoo on his penis or something in the bath. Mm-hmm. And his mom was like, don't do that. That's important. Saying mm-hmm. like your genital area is important.
Yeah.
So he associated the word important with his genitals. And then at some point he sees something like on TV or something, something to do with Obama. And somebody says Barack Obama is very important. So from then on, he started calling his dick Barack Obama. Oh,
God. That's just
amazing.
Amazing. Yes. I wonder if he has any problems relating to kids his age.
I have no idea.
He's three.
I know he has a crush on some girl named Shelby.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Not. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, so I met a kid that I actually liked and didn't want to murder.
That's incredible.
Today.
Man. One, I don't see him relating to kids his age, and two, any other kid I meet that's not that cool, I'm just going to be disappointed and like, yeah, get the fuck out of here. Like most kids. Because if they're not shy and they're extroverted, they're assholes. Like, me, I want.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. They're usually loud and dumb.
Yes.
And this kid was super friendly, like super nice. And he had either funny or kind of surprisingly smart things to say.
Yeah.
So I was very impressed.
Interesting.
In other local Grand Rapids news, apparently there's a new Grand Rapids podcast on the block.
Hmm.
Roommate John told me about this because it's a coworker of his, I think, that started it. Either that or the husband of a coworker of his. I can't remember if they actually work together or not. I think he's a coworker. Anyway, this guy started a podcast called The Nerd Closet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about geek culture. It's,
oh, wow.
You know, the thing that we're supposedly about.
Yeah.
But it is.
You checked it out.
It is something, man. He's only got two episodes. And the first one is kind of like, I think he even called it episode 0.5.
Mm-hmm.
It was more like an intro thing just to explain what his podcast was going to be about. Which I don't think is something you need to do, but I guess he was just kind of testing out the whole process.
Yeah.
The first actual episode is 15 minutes long. The first break is 5 minutes in.
Oh, no.
The entire thing is just him. There's no co-host. Not yet. He said that there may be a co-host at some point in the future or possibly multiple co-hosts. But right now, it's just the one. It's just him. He talks very matter-of-factly. And non-dispassionately, mm-hmm. he talks dispassionately about sci-fi and the origins of sci-fi. Not even like what he thinks about various sci-fi things, but like the origins. It's like an educational show, but it's very, very, very dull. And it's an audio-only podcast, but he's uploading it to YouTube.
Oh, Christ.
So he's got like one static image that plays for 15 minutes while he talks.
I guess that's one way to do it if you don't know what you're doing, but...
He kind of solicited co-hosts. Like, he's like, hey, if anybody wants to be on, if any listeners want to be on, let me know. I'm half tempted.
Why not?
To try to be on this show.
Why not?
I don't want to be real mean to the guy because, like I said, it's a coworker of John's.
It's a coworker. And, he's just starting out.
Yeah, and he's just starting out. Like, our show wasn't great. I mean, it's not, great now, but it wasn't great when it started. But this is bad. This is bad news. And I think it's a really terrible idea if you've never done a podcast before ever or anything even remotely like it to try to start one where you're the only person talking.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a really terrible idea to try to do something that's just 100% educational where like you're basically just discussing the history of something.
Especially if it's just one guy.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like if it was more than one, then like something you say about the history could spark a conversation, go off on tangents. I think sometimes in these kinds of situations where you're trying to do something educational like that, people think going off on a tangent is a bad thing. But if this guy had somebody with him to take him off on a tangent, that would have been the only entertaining part of the show. I really think you need a co-host when you're doing something like that, especially if you're just starting out. And I don't know what his plan is. I don't know how often he's planning on doing it. And I don't know if they're all going to be 15 minutes with like a break every five.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. That's the only Grand Rapids located podcast I know of. And I did a search for him a while ago to see if there were any other people in Grand Rapids, Michigan doing podcasts. And I didn't find any. Doesn't mean there aren't any.
Yeah. Just none came up.
Yeah.
This poor guy. Just if you're starting a podcast, okay, people can do educational podcasts solo, informative, whatever. Boring. You know, it's a podcast. People listen to be entertained, you know?
It's only 15 minutes, and I couldn't even make it through the whole
thing. I was going to say, thank God it's only 15 minutes.
I don't know how many breaks he took, but I know the first one was 5 minutes in.
How does that happen? Oh, that sucks. Yeah. Maybe, if you, I don't know.
Well, I was just going to say that I don't have a ton to say about that right now, but stay tuned for further developments.
Okay, all right. We'll leave it at that.
So do you want to do some Facebooks and Twitters and voicemails and that kind of thing?
Sounds delicious.
Okay, where should we start today, Wheel of Orion?
Let's do the Facebook.
Okay, Facebook. On the Facebook, Devin Coleman says, it's Black History Month, so discuss your favorite Urkel moments.
And
we haven't talked about Black History Month yet this year, and it's almost over, Black History Month. It's usually a big Idge Hat celebration. Black History Month, we just talk nonstop about them blacks.
Yeah, it kind of, Black History Month for us is all like played all year out. Long.
Yeah. Yeah, Black History Month is all year long.
They never go inside. Anyway.
Black History Month is the month to celebrate Black Paul.
Yeah, we kind of already did that kind of thing, you know? We treated it like a segment in a way.
Badass niggas.
Yeah. So we did that.
But what about Urkel moments?
Urkel moments.
What are your favorite Urkel moments?
I don't care for Urkel.
I liked it.
Family Matters can fuck off.
Whoa.
Yes.
Seriously?
Yeah. It was the worst show.
No wonder you hate all my shows.
Oh.
I loved Family Matters. I watched that every Friday on TGIF.
It would have been a great show without Urkel.
Family Matters,
I couldn't do the Urkel,
and Full House were my go-to shows as a young man.
Yeah.
Full House was where I learned about white people.
Yeah.
Family Matters was where I learned about black people. If it weren't for Family Matters, I might be an honest-to-goodness racist today. But thanks to Family Matters, I know
Urkel eased the tension.
There are Carl Winslows out there. And there aren't really any Steve Urkels out there, but I know about slave quilts.
God,
that grandma.
Yeah,
the grandma in Family Matters.
Yeah,
was she played by the same actress that played the grandma in Dinosaurs?
Oh God,
not the voice actor. I just think they look a lot alike.
Yeah.
Like they didn't use
special
effects makeup for that one character in Dinosaurs.
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah.
But she made a slave quilt and then Laura like sold it or something.
Oh yeah, I remember that one.
Big ordeal.
Ugh.
And Eddie was really dumb.
Mm-hmm.
And he was always after chicks.
He was always fucking up.
And he had that friend of his that was even dumber. What was the friend of his? Do you remember?
Oh.
He had like the high top fade.
Yeah. I can picture him. I just forgot his name.
But he had like a weird name, like Weasel or something.
Yeah, something dumb. But Eddie was like the typical black young adolescent kid, you know? And when he came back with all the shit he fucked up, it was like the family was more white and was like, listen, son, this is how the world really works.
I feel like Eddie wrecked a car a week.
Yeah. You know? Like,
he's always getting into some kind of trouble. I wonder if there was a very special episode where Eddie was on heroin or something.
Yeah.
But okay, favorite Urkel moments. The I liked it when he would turn into Stefan Urkel.
Yeah.
Smooth Steve Urkel.
That was the only good moment that I recall.
I can't think of any other real Steve Urkel moments.
He was always
just pissing off Carl.
Wasn't there an episode where Urkel, God, what the fuck were they doing? They were like hustling, or they got hustled.
I don't know.
At pool or billiards. And Urkel like schooled the hustler and nobody knew he was good at pool.
Maybe I could see that because pool is a game of like geometry and angles and stuff. And he's a math nerd. So he had this advantage that a real math nerd would not actually have in real life.
That could totally be untrue. I don't know.
If that wasn't an episode, it should have been.
Yeah. Go Urkel.
Urkel was always finding ways to use his nerdiness to make himself cool.
Yeah.
Like the Stefan thing, that was like the ultimate version of that. But yeah, I could totally see him doing that, like hustling some pool sharks with his math skills.
Urkel made, what was the daughter's name? Laura?
Yeah, Laura. Yeah,
Laura. He made her out to be a bitch simply because he just wanted attention and she was always like, ugh, get away, nerd, you know?
Yeah, but to be fair to Laura, Steve was kind of disgusting.
Yeah.
But he's always talking about cheese and hiking his pants up to his nipples. Yeah. Oh, that's Steve Urkel. What was the little daughter's name? I can't remember.
Oh, Christ.
Judy? Judy.
Judy.
It was Judy. And then there was Lil Rudy?
Oh, fuck. I don't know. It's been too long. And
Richard, little Richie.
Little Richie.
Yeah, with the Jerry curl.
Yes. That little cute kid. I wonder what he's doing these days.
I looked him up not too long ago, but I don't remember. But he looks old now.
You don't say.
Yeah, he's like a real adult.
Wow.
He looks like kind of a creep now, actually. Really? He looks like a rapist to me now.
That sucks, cute.
Like a charismatic rapist, not like a pedophile or anything. You know, not like,
what does that
mean? Know how anytime you see a mugshot of a sexual predator, they look like they just got slapped in the face?
Yeah.
Like they just got that really dumb, dazed look on their face.
Yeah.
Not like that. He looks like a predator, like a predatory animal looks like a predator.
Like he's always kind of looking down, but looking straight ahead.
Yeah.
Like with head down.
With like an evil grin on his face.
Yeah.
Like I don't think adult Richie is capable of smiling without looking evil.
Oh God, that sucks.
But Urkel moments. I can't think of any other Urkel moments. Yeah, I'm sorry.
That'd be it. Sorry, Devin.
I'd have to do some research. Then Robert G. Hines, the guy who took me to that party a while back, he says, how much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? Look, guys. It's like you're not even trying anymore. If you don't have anything to say, if you're getting annoyed with me constantly asking, just don't say. Just don't say anything. Just leave me hanging. Now, to be fair, if you were thinking, if I don't say anything, then he'll just complain that nobody said anything. You're right. But saying how much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood is not productive.
Yeah, I misread that as a spelling error of fuck you guys.
Yeah, that's kind of the long form.
Hey, any questions? Fuck you. Thanks, Rob.
Then roommate John says, what are some of your favorite rap lines?
Oh, man. There's one that sticks out. It's from this group. I can't think of their... Oh, it's one guy. He's super independent. You'd never hear of him anywhere unless somebody told you. Oh, he had this lyric that just popped and it stung. What was it? Oh, something like, I'm so hard, I don't sugarcoat it. All these other niggas would die from diabetes, or these niggas would die from diabetes. What the fuck? What was it? I'm ruining it here. Hold on. Give me a second. I'm hard, I don't sugarcoat it. These niggas... Fuck me, Kyle. Something about if they wrote lyrics, they die from diabetes because they'd be sugarcoating everything.
Oh, I see.
Fuck me.
It's a pretty
Jesus
good one.
Christ, no, it didn't have that. It's been too long. It's old.
I think most of my favorite rap lines would probably be Eminem lines.
Yeah.
Like, I stuck my dick in this game like a rapist. That's a pretty good one. I can't really think of any good ones off the top of my head from Eminem, though, other than I stuck my dick in this game like a rapist. But one that comes to mind that's not from Eminem is in the song Move or Move Bitch, whatever it is, by Ludacris.
Ludacris.
Move, bitch, get out the way. Get out the way, bitch, get out the way. There's a part where, what is it, Mystical or?
Oh, yeah.
Somebody else Mystical. Comes in and is screaming. And there's a part where he says, bitches want me to fuck. True, true.
Yeah, where did that come from?
That is one of my favorite rap lines ever.
Luda, like, in the studio listening, like, all right, he's doing his thing and go. And then that comes out of his mouth and they're just dying.
Bitches want me to fuck. True,
what
true.
What was that?
Yeah.
I'm caught off guard. I'd have to, that'd be a better, I don't know. You'd have to give me some time. To be continued on my part.
I really do think.
Because I do have quite a few.
Mostly because I'm a racist and he's white, so it's okay for me to like him.
Yeah.
I really do think that Eminem has some of the best lyrics.
Oh, yeah.
In the rap game.
After every other line, I just picture 8 black guys popping up and going, oh!
And then exploding into clouds of smoke.
Yes. Because they got that sting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's it for the Facebook.
All right.
So to the Twitter?
To the Twitter.
Okay. On the Twitter, Sean Ryan of Method to Madness and Alpha Counter Podcasts says, poop stories will settle for butt stories.
See, this is a territory we visited. That's okay.
It is. The first story for me that comes to mind is one I've definitely told on the show before.
Mm-hmm.
but it's probably my best poop story.
Yeah.
There was a night, actually Orion and I just sort of talked about this earlier in the night. There was a night back when I was still living with my ex-girlfriend where earlier in the night I had bought this huge tub of cashews at the local grocery store. It was like it was roughly cubic, but to get an idea of the size, it was about the size of a basketball filled to the brim with cashews. So we went home, we were watching TV, and I've got this whole container of cashews opened up, sitting in my lap, and I'm just eating cashews.
They're delicious.
I fucking love cashews. Yeah,
that's a good nut.
Eating cashews, eating cashews, eating cashews. At a certain point in the night, a TV show ends or whatever, I look down at my container of cashews, and I have eaten more than half of this container of cashews. How they even fit in my body, I do not know. But that's a fuck ton of cashews. And I started to feel kind of sick. And eventually I had to take a dump. So I went and I took a dump. And I don't know if we've ever talked about this before, but there's this thing. I've definitely seen people argue over it. It's kind of like peeing in the shower. Yeah. Like some people, it blows their minds because they've never even heard of such a thing. And other people are like, ugh, I'm bumping my mic cable again. Other people think it's so natural that they can't believe you never have done it or that anyone would possibly be averse to it. Apparently, some people, when they wipe their ass, they sit.
Yeah.
And some people, when they wipe their ass, they stand. I happen to be a stander.
Yes.
It's just the way I learned to do it when I was a kid. And to do it the other way, I get people's arguments when they try to make arguments that one is better than the other.
They do, yeah.
I get it, but I've tried it. Like, since I found out that so many people do it sitting down, I've tried it. I can't do it, and I can't figure out how you guys can. It's just I didn't learn to do it that way.
Yeah.
So, because I stand, I get to see the contents of the bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So, I looked into the bowl, and there are some large logs, and they are pitch black.
Mm.
If they're any color other than black, they're maybe mildly green, but it's like a forest green. Oh, like these are black logs, and they're definitely not the color they're supposed to be.
I remember this, yeah.
Then I went to WebMD because I was like, what the fuck? I've never shat black before in my life, and the only time I've ever heard of shitting black is when you're shitting blood.
Yeah.
So I went to WebMD to look it up, and sure enough, it says that if you're shitting black, you're shitting blood.
Oh,
and I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with me? And they're like, if there's red blood, then it's like probably hemorrhoids or something. It's external.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's black, if your shit is black, that means the shit is soaked in blood, meaning you're bleeding internally into your digestive tract. Holy fuck, what have I done to myself? Then I read a little bit more, and I read about it also being possible that you just have an iron overdose, that you overdosed on iron, which isn't necessarily dangerous, which I figured out is exactly what I did, eating all those cashews. I overdosed on iron.
Yuck.
But for a little bit there, I thought I was bleeding internally. And I didn't know why.
Yeah, and then what do you do?
Yeah.
Go to the fucking hospital?
Yeah. I'm shitting black.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
So that's probably my best poop story.
Oh, man.
You have any poop stories?
My best one might be when I was at that party with that big party with you and your ex. And the party was like named after your ex.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And there was like fucking 80 people there. And I was in my swimming trunks because I was going swimming because there was a pool, which was awesome. And I did take a piss, and I went inside, and the line for the bathroom was ridiculous. Like, Jesus. All right. So I go outside, and I go, the driveway is a dirt driveway, like a dirt road. And I just go to the road, and on the fence around the pool, there's bushes or just high grass. And I go to take a piss. And I feel a fart coming along, and sure enough, it wasn't a fart. It was I sharted myself, and I didn't know right away. I just kind of, it was this wet pop, just,
yeah.
And I'm like, oh no. So I'm looking around. It's pitch black out. We're out like in the middle of nowhere, and I pull my drawers down, and sure enough, I shat myself. So I pull them up real quick, and I'm thinking, what the fuck do I do? I need to go change, but my clothes are in the, God, where did I leave them? They were like in the house. Because I changed in the bathroom and I'm like, oh, my clothes, I'll just set them here by the couch.
Okay.
In the living room. So I'm like, what do I do? And I couldn't think of anything because I'm pretty wasted. So I go and get in line for the bathroom smelling like shit. I can smell it. I'm pretty sure other people could smell it. No one commented. I get in the bathroom. There's no lock. And I'm like, I'm going to fucking do this. I'm drunk. I don't give a fuck. I pull my swimming trunks down that have shit in them. And I stand up on the sink counter and I'm just, first I wipe and wipe and wipe and wipe. And okay. I didn't stand up on the sink counter. I went into the tub and I like cleaned myself and, people are like knocking. Can you hurry up? What's going on? I'm taking a fucking bath. Cause I'm running the water.
Right.
And I'm just waiting for someone to barge in and I'm naked, like washing my asshole in the tub. Christ. And, I finally clean up. And I'm wasted, so I'm not thinking this through. My clothes are still outside of the bathroom in the living room. So I gotta put these drawers with shit in them back on. So I put like a bunch of toilet paper in them, pull them back up, go out, get my clothes, go back in, and change real quick. And people are pissed because there's a lot of people I didn't know. And I'm like, I just need to grab my clothes and change real quick. Okay, I gotta fucking piss. All right. So I change and I run my shit drawers out to my car, roll them up because I didn't want to throw them out like in the trash in the bathroom. And I just threw them in my car. And what's funny is I put them somewhere because I'm drunk and I didn't find them for like a month.
Oh, and wow.
Like, I was cleaning out the car like, I don't know. It got too dirty and I'm like, oh, shit.
Oh, nice pair of antique shat pants.
And Aldi's like, what? Your swimming trunks, that's where they went, you know. I'm like, yeah. And I told her, she's like, oh fuck, throw them out.
Yeah. Nice.
So embarrassing.
That's probably a better shit story than mine, because at least it's a story. I don't think I have any like shit stories.
Yeah,
like I have shit incidents.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of a specific one. It doesn't happen that often, but that sharding thing,
yeah,
I think happens to everybody at some point or
oh
another.
Yeah, absolutely.
I did once, I told another shit story, I guess. When I was a little kid, I used to be babysat by my dad's cousin, I think. So does that make her my second cousin? How does that work?
Yep.
Okay, so I was babysat by my second cousin, and I was like, I was younger than four. I had to be, because I started kindergarten at four, and I wasn't going to school yet at this point. And it was nap time. And this lady was a huge bitch. It was nap time. Me and a bunch of other kids were in this room laying down for a nap. And I pooped myself a little bit while I was sleeping. And I woke up and realized it and like told her about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have a change of clothes there. And when I say I pooped myself, it was a teeny tiny amount, like the size of a penny or something. Mm-hmm. Like I didn't shit my pants.
Jesus.
But a little bit came out and something had to be done. So I went and I told her about it. And she made me change out of my pants into this other kid's spare pants because he had a spare pair. And then she made me wash my underwear out in the toilet with like just dunking it in and out of the toilet and flushing the toilet. She made me wash my underwear out in the toilet.
Yeah.
Then she led me back to the room where everyone was napping. Everyone kind of woke up and she told the entire room full of kids
that
I just pooped my pants. And she told the kid whose pants I was now wearing that I was now wearing his pants because I pooped mine. And that's why I'm wearing
what
his pants.
A bitch.
So very, very mean and very humiliating mean. Thing to do. There was another time I got in trouble because at the same babysitter lady's house, I was outside in her backyard playing and she had dogs and there was dog crap in the yard because she's a lazy fat cow and never cleaned it up.
Yeah.
They had a sandbox. There was dog crap right next to the sandbox. I didn't see it. I sat down in the yard, mm-hmm. sat in some dog crap. The other kids that were outside noticed it before I did, and they all ran inside and closed the sliding glass door and wouldn't let me in.
God.
When they finally did let me in, I got in trouble for sitting in dog crap.
What a bitch.
In front of everyone.
Oh, my God. It's weird how some parents can act like they've never been fucking kids in their lives.
Yeah.
Like, how do you just not understand?
That lady was the worst.
God.
She was a horrible, horrible bitch. And I don't know why.
Yeah.
The only other shit story I can think of off the top of my head is not really a story, but there was a time that I may have mentioned on the show before, I don't remember. I went on an all fruit juice diet for a week once. I consumed nothing but fruit juice for a week. And by the end of the week, I was having like cholera diarrhea.
Oh my God.
Like where you're pooping water. Like it wasn't entirely water, but it definitely wasn't logs. It definitely wasn't regular diarrhea. It wasn't like sloppy brown goo. It was like water with things floating in it. Like it looked like plant life or like plankton or or maybe like half digested jellyfish or something floating. Jesus. It was like white and stringy.
Oh my God.
Like what it was like my best guess would be that it was some kind of like cellulose that was in the fruit juice or something.
Yeah.
Like it was the only thing that passed through me was that and water. But yeah, so it looked like I would poop out lily pads.
And it tried to solidify a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Algae.
Jesus.
But that's all I can think of for poop stories. I mean, do people have a lot of poop stories in general? Like, is that a thing?
Everybody has that shart story, you know, the shart shit their pants.
I don't even have a shart story because like, I can't think of a specific time. I just know that it's happened before.
I have plenty of those stories of where I clogged the toilet, but I don't want to get into them.
Oh man. Just the other day, it might have been after Pizza Crazy.
Yeah.
I took the biggest shit I have ever taken in my life. Yeah. Like, normally if I clog the toilet, it's because I had one of those kind of never ending wipes where it's like, fucking Christ, I'm going to use the whole roll of toilet paper on this thing. And then I end up clogging it with toilet paper.
Yeah.
But this was like
never ending soft serve.
Imagine how much water is normally in the toilet bowl when it's empty. You know, it's just water. If there was no water in the toilet bowl, this shit might have filled up the bowl the same amount. It was ridiculous.
Jesus.
It was enormous. It didn't feel as big when I was taking it, but once I looked at it, holy crap. And I was, holy crap, pun intended. And I was sure I was going to clog the toilet just trying to flush it down. Normally, like if it's a really bad one, I might flush more than once, you know, like I'll flush in the middle somewhere.
Yeah.
But I don't usually start flushing until I've already started wiping. This time I was like, I'm not taking any fucking chances. I flushed that thing down by itself. Oh, and it went.
Yeah.
I needed to bust out the toilet brush after that. So
yeah.
Inside of that thing looked like somebody, I don't know, murdered a chocolate family.
It's like halfway up the bowl, the skid marks.
Yeah.
Jesus, what the fuck?
I hope this is what you were looking for when you asked for poop stories.
Yeah.
But that's any other poop stories?
Yeah. None that I want to tell. Yeah. That I haven't told before and that would just drag out. Yeah.
Okay. Well, then the next thing on the Twitter is Bames John saying, after you're finished with the Super Mario RPG LP, do you plan on doing another? No, that doesn't mean I won't do another, but I don't plan on doing another. I wouldn't dare plan something like that.
Yeah.
Because I always end up being a liar.
Yeah.
The Super Mario RPG LP has kind of stalled out, but I want to keep doing it. And I think John wants to keep doing it. It just hasn't been done in a while, partially because of this whole car thing that I've got going on. Like anytime John and I get a chance to hang out, it's to deal with this car thing.
Bullshit. Yeah.
Other than the couple of times that we ended up going out to eat tacos and Pizza Crazy. And so we're either going out to eat or we're dealing with my car situation. There's no time for Mario's.
Yeah.
But I do want to keep doing it. And I think before we do the next session, if we do the next session, I want to. Before we do the next session, I'm going to just sit here by myself and grind for a while. Because the last video we put up, I don't know if you saw it. I don't know if you've been watching them. Yeah, I don't blame you. The last video we put up, we were fighting a boss. And we like fought through this whole area, got to the boss. We're fighting the boss and we died and had to start the whole area over.
Oh, fuck.
Because, you know, we've been skipping over battles and stuff to try to keep the thing entertaining so that I wouldn't have to try to cut battles out of the video and stuff. And so we're very underleveled.
Oh, fuck.
But yeah, I would be totally up for doing more Let's Play videos in the future. Just I would not plan on it.
Yeah.
And certainly I wouldn't plan another one that would be as in-depth as this.
Yeah.
I find it easier to do the really short ones, like when we did Quap and GURP and Sissy's Magical Pony Corn Adventure.
Mm-hmm.
And that is it for
the
Twitter.
That's all for the Twitter.
Yeah. So voicemails?
Voicemails.
Okay. First voicemail is from Poopy Barfy, I think.
Hi, Kyle and Ryan.
Oh, that's not right at all. Let's take the tiniest little quick break because that sounded crazy and it might be because of the Firewire thing. And if it is because of the Firewire thing, we might sound crazy. So I'm going to take a tiny little quick break.
All right.
Then we're going to come back with voicemails. Okay, we're back from the tiny little quick break. I don't know what was going on there, but it seems to be okay now. Let's try again.
Hi, Kyle and Ryan. This is Poopy Barfy. I'm just calling to say hi. I was behind a black lady in Target today, and she was pushing her cart because she had it full of kids and stuff. And me and a whole bunch of other white people were standing in the hallway or the aisle, and she said, she was mumbling to herself, and she goes, like, she's like, God, all these white people in my way, and I'm just trying to push my cart. And she was mumbling, but it was loud enough, like, where me and all the other people, like, around her could hear her. And I was just like, wow, it's, you know, I just kind of, like, glanced up at this other lady who was looking at Tide, and I was just like, looked at her, I was like, do you hear that? Like, it was just so, it was such a racist thing to mumble. So, you know, I don't know. Yeah, that's my story. I'm all caught up. Great show. Bye. Bye.
Okay, that was Poopy Barfy.
And creepy as fuck.
Yep, the creepiest serial killer clown listener we have.
Jesus Christ, I cringe. I want to run and hide. He's coming!
Oh, I saw a black lady.
Oh, God, that's terrifying.
So Poopy Barfy says he saw a black lady in the store and she had lots of kids.
In her cart, yeah.
And in her cart, I guess she was buying them. And she was mumbling under her breath about all these white people being in her way.
Yeah.
And he said he couldn't believe it. That was the craziest, racistest thing he'd ever heard. Why is that racist?
It's not. It's racist in the sense like, oh, so she has a free pass saying white people, but the second we say, oh man, this big black woman's in my way. Not even big. This black woman's all up in my way.
Why is it mad that I'm black? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So. It doesn't. And it doesn't matter. Well, it might matter to her. I don't know. But it doesn't necessarily matter that they were white people. But if there were a bunch of white people, and from her perspective, they were in her way,
That's
not racist. No. That's just like, there's a bunch of white people in my way.
Yeah.
Were you not a white people?
Yeah.
Or is there some stereotype I don't know about where white people always get in the way? I don't know. That's not racist.
She said, we're in the way again. Oh,
that's just one person noticing the skin color of another person.
Yeah.
And if that's racist, then color me black. So next voicemail.
Yeah.
Hey, Kyle and Ryan, it's Poopy Barfy again. I know I just called, but I was just thinking, I have a friend who's a furry, and they're just so weird. And why is Tinkerbell so sexy, you know? I just don't know why they would draw her like that if it's in a kid's cartoon. I mean, are they hoping that, like, adults will notice, and then they'll be like, ooh, Tinkerbell, and, you know, that just seems like such a, such a strange thing to do. Bye-bye.
This guy is legitimately insane.
I have fucking goosebumps, Kyle.
I'm a little scared of this guy.
Yes.
I have this friend in quotes, because it's really him, who's a furry, and why is Tinkerbell so sexy? Those things are either unrelated, or they're related because your friend is you, who's a furry, who is attracted to Disney animal characters like from the movie Robin Hood. But then you didn't want to out yourself as a furry, so you went for Tinkerbell when asking why these cartoon characters are so sexy. Why is Tinkerbell so sexy? Because it was adult pervy males a long time ago working on that cartoon, and they wanted to draw someone who looked like a pinup.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Tinkerbell was so sexy. Stop being so creepy, you creepy creep.
Yeah. Jesus. I mean, come on.
That's not a natural laugh.
No.
For anyone other than a child rapist.
Yes. And even under his breath, it's
like he can't help it too. Yeah. Like, it's not like he's laughing at funny things.
Yeah.
It's like he just laughs in the middle of sentences.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he just doesn't, he can't help it. Like, I imagine he's like playing in a puddle of blood naked, sitting Indian style, like splashing it. And he's on the phone.
God.
He's holding a severed hand, which is holding a phone up to his ear.
Yeah, Jesus.
And he's like splashing blood on his balls. And he's thinking about Tinkerbell.
Oh man.
This guy is nuts. I need to see a picture of you, Poopy Barfy.
Yes.
I need to see a picture of you, and I need to see if there is blood splatter in the picture.
Oh man.
I imagine he has in his bedroom, he just has plastic sheeting hanging from all of the walls, and they're all splattered. Like his bedroom looks like Dexter's kill rooms.
Yeah. Jesus.
Anyway, that was Poopy Barfy. There's one more voicemail.
All right.
From our buddy, I'm Kilo.
I'm Kilo.
Hey, Colin O'Ryan. The date of Easter is determined by the Sunday following the full moon, following the vernal equinox, which is why it comes up on different days of the year.
Sounds like witchcraft to me.
Yes. And I knew that because I Googled it.
Whee!
Oh, you did? I guarantee you, give me a year. Actually, fuck it. Give me 10 minutes. I won't remember that. I will not remember that. I already forgot. It's the Sunday following the full moon, following the vernal equinox. Is that what it was?
Yeah, something like that.
I will not remember that tomorrow. Christ.
So now I can forgive all my friends for not knowing who are Christian. Yeah.
The only way a sane person would know that who isn't wearing like a dress made out of herbs. The only way a sane person would know that is if they just happen to have a calendar open that has it marked.
Yeah.
But thank you for the information.
Yes, thank you.
And that's it. That's it for the voicemails and the Facebooks and the Twitters.
All right.
Do you want to call this one done?
Yeah.
Or did you have something else you wanted to talk about?
One last thing. In episode one of our podcast,
please,
for the love of God, don't go back and listen to it. Jesus.
Okay.
God, don't listen to any of those old ones. But anyway, I talked about a coworker, this little black guy. He's like in his 50s, but he's so little and cute.
Uh-huh.
And he has these eyelashes and these puppy dog eyes. Like he looks like you should keep him as a pet.
Mm-hmm.
But he's got hands made of leather. He's a hard worker, a little fucked in the head.
Yeah, this is the guy that I said may or may not have done crack, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, the other day, Aldi and I were at work, and for some reason, I said, no more black. And
you don't remember why you said that?
I don't know why I said it. Well, what I meant to say was no more black beans, because I'm stocked. You know, I work at a grocery store, and I'm looking around, I'm like, no more black. And this other coworker says, beans or people? and I said, like, jokingly, like, yeah, no more black people. And Aldi says, and this is right when this little black guy, coworker of ours, is walking by. He heard, yeah, no more black people. And Aldi goes, wouldn't that be great?
Oh, no.
And then he stopped, like he was on a mission. He's looking at the floor. He's walking by us. He stops. And it's so fucking awkward because he just stopped for a while and then he kept going.
Oh,
he heard and he was offended, I assume, because of the way he stopped and didn't say a fucking word. God,
this probably isn't how it went down.
Yeah.
But what I imagine happening is him walking by, stopping, not looking at you at all.
Yeah.
Just kind of slumping and looking down like,
kind of. Yeah.
And then kind of shuffling away.
Yeah. But no, he quickly, very quickly, kept on going. He was on a mission. And then we just, Aldi, I, and this other coworker were just looking at each other like, oh, shit. Like, is he, he's offended. He didn't know we were joking. Like, he doesn't know Aldi.
Well, yeah, I mean.
Is joking.
Yeah, he didn't catch the beginning of the conversation. Yeah. And he's probably never heard you guys say anything like that before.
Never, yeah.
And depending, and like, Aldi, I could see. Just the way it comes out of her mouth, I could see it not sounding like a joke.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, you just stumble upon no more black people. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah,
that's offensive.
God. And he won't talk to me. It's been like,
did you try to talk to him?
Every time I see him, I go, hey, you know, and I say his name. Hey, how's it going? And he completely ignores me. Like I was in on it. I didn't. Like,
you did say no more black people.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
I was just an innocent bystander. Yeah. All I was doing was advocating the elimination of black people. But it was Aldi who said that was a good idea.
Yeah. God damn it. So now he's pissed at me and I don't care, but it's like, God damn, I need to tell him, dude, I was joking. We were joking, man.
How do you say hey to him when you say hey to him?
Say his name's, fuck, I don't know, Greg or some shit.
Okay.
Like, hey, Greg, how you doing? You know.
And then he just ignores you completely? Totally.
And he's like right there. And he just, wow. He doesn't even look at me like, he doesn't even give me that stink eye, you know, like, you know what you've done, you know.
Wow.
None.
You broke his heart.
Or he'll be walking towards me and I'm like, you know, going my way, crossing paths. And I'm like, hey, how's it going? Nothing. And he walks by me. And I'm just smiling like, oh, my God, he fucking hates me.
Why? You broke his little black heart.
Yeah. And he loved me. He would come up to me and say, all right, tell me something funny.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, totally off guard. I'm caught off guard. And I'm like, well, Aldi likes this peanut snack. It's kind of like Cheetos, but peanut flavored. And she left the bag in the car and I was cleaning out the car and I took the bag of peanut snack and set it on the grass, cleaning out the car. And I forgot about it. And the next day, we hear pounding at the door and Aldi peeks out and there's fucking squirrels fighting over this snack and he loses it like yeah. With laughter. He runs literally like half a mile down, like in the back room, you can see like a mile down, you know, he just runs away going, disappears.
Wow.
And then reappears coming back. Oh my God. What else? What else happened?
What else? What else? I need more of this story.
So we were buddies, you know?
Yeah.
I would tell him funny, stupid shit.
You broke his heart.
I broke his heart. Yeah. I got to make it right.
What are you
going
to do?
I got to make it right.
Are you going to confront him and be like, because, you know, he can hear you.
Yeah.
He's just not reacting.
Yeah.
Are you going to be like, look, man, I don't know what you heard, but we were joking. We were talking about black beans.
Yeah.
Are you going to try to explain the whole thing to him?
But I'm worried he'll go, what are you talking about? And I'm like, you're mad at me, right? Huh? No, I just, were you saying something? I just didn't hear you. You know, I don't know, something awkward like that. Oh.
And then he'll try to get past you and he'll go, fucking white people getting in my way.
Yep. So.
And now we've brought it full circle.
Yeah.
The last couple of minutes, at least.
Yeah.
So.
I just wanted to bring that up.
Yeah.
So,
but you'll have to let us know.
Yeah, I'll keep you posted.
What happens with that?
Shit, fucking craziness.
And I need to go to bed's time.
All right,
and sleep my eyes.
All right, let's get the hell out of here.
So, as usual, you can email me at kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com,
or you can email me at orion@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
And you can check us out on the Facebook and the Twitter, facebook.com/edgehat and twitter.com/edgehat. And you can call us on the voicemail line, 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
And you can go to our forums, ijusthadaterriblethought.com/forum. And you can send us all of your money. There's a big old button on the main page of the website that says donate. You click on that and you say, all my bank account, please. Yeah. Put that in the box. Type it in all caps. And send it my way.
And then a little pop-up window comes up and it says, are you sure you want to make Kyle and Orion the happiest ever?
Mm-hmm.
And you click yes.
And it has a big red, one of those big red, like no smoking sign circles over the no button and you can't click it.
Yeah.
And it has a picture of me looking sad over the no button and a picture of me looking really happy and giving double thumbs up over the yes button.
Yeah.
And a gun comes out of your computer if you hover your mouse over the no button.
Oh, man. We need to learn how to program.
Yep. Okay.
All right.
And that's it, right?
That should do it. Thanks for listening, guys. We will check you next week.
Word.